Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. The final chapter in the big screen adaptation of E.L. James' kinky S&M bestseller trilogy, 50 Shades of Grey, finally hits theaters this week. And like its predecessors, 50 Shades Freed isn't bad enough to be campy fun and is about as erotic as a cold shower. Dakota Johnson and Jamie Dornan are back in this absurd wish-fulfillment fantasy that's just a gaudy soap opera dressed up with snappy production values and a lot more skin. The best thing you can say about 50 Shades Freed is that it's actually the last installment. The 2018 Oscar Short Film Programs celebrate this year's nominees that represent the best the genre has to offer. There are three separate showcases: the animated program, the live-action program, and the documentaries program. As always, these compilations are a mixed bag, but there's plenty of creativity and artistry on display. And speaking of Oscars, the latest film from Oscar-winning Austrian filmmaker Michael Haneke is Happy End. In this French-language offering, Isabelle Huppert and Jean-Louis Trintignant play members of a self-absorbed French bourgeois family. Happy End is a dark social critique about the indifference of the elite toward the masses. It's smart, but it's also slow and gloomy, and as self-absorbed as the classes it's trying to skewer. Also opening this week, the 1517 to Paris is director Clint Eastwood's drama about the three American tourists who took down a terrorist on a French train in 2015. Peter Rabbit uses a mix of live-action and computer animation to bring to life Beatrix Potter's famous characters. James Corden and Margot Robbie provide voices. Stillborn is a horror film about a supernatural entity trying to take one of the surviving twin babies from its mother. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!